Queen Nun Dalid Nun Hay, somewhere marked up here. So we're just going through Bishvili Vroilam. Quick summary. The nature of good is to give good, and the ultimate good is Hashem. You can only really appreciate it if you work for it. We haven't said that yet, we're going to say that now. But what we've said right now is that the ultimate pleasure is to be like Hashem, have a relationship with Hashem by being more and more like Him, which is about being an unconditional giver, yeah? Going after the nefesh, neshama elokus, as opposed to going after the nefesh behemoth. I mean, you can be a level 4 kind of creature, an Adam HaMadaber, or you can be a Yisrael Eved Hashem, which is a slightly higher, not slightly, fundamentally different level. It requires a total upgrade. It's a completely different to the Bria Chadasha. The highest Adam, the highest Goy, the Noach Tzaddiks of the world, the Shem Ve'evers, is a totally different species to what's called Yisrael Eved Hashem. And this is the Ikka Nekuda of what it's about. Okay, so Nun Hey, the first paragraph. Hinei, kol Adam Hashem Nitnase, I pam bekabalas toive mechaveire. You know that when somebody, your friend, does you a big favor, mibli yicholet la'achzir, and you have no way of giving back, you do it on nachon ki atoive azu einu mushlemes. You know that good is lacking something. Rebecca has a wonderful share of this. This nekuda, when you do chesed for somebody, you've got to do it in such a way that he feels, that he doesn't feel indebted to you. You always have to try and remove the debt. When somebody does you a toive, you have to feel totally indebted. And you have to use that indebtedness. You have to know how to use that indebtedness, what you do with it. That's the sugya of a kolos of toif. You can't ignore that sugya. One of the most important in sugyas, especially if you have a hope of surviving marriage, the most important sugya in marriage is the sugya of a kolos of toif. Because you're having done for you all the time. And it creates an icky feeling called the debt of gratitude. Debt of gratitude creates an icky feeling. What do you do with that feeling? So if you're a giver, you've got to make sure that you're giving such a way that you don't create an icky feeling. And if you're a receiver, you have to feel totally indebted and know what to do with that indebtedness. That's the sugya. Okay. However, yes, a noach ladam lekabel meskoret melekabel stocker. It's much easier for a guy. He gets a salary than he gets stocker. Lechein barakosh boches ha'olam ba'ofen shetidorish min ha'adam hakava. Yeah, love the vater al chamudos table. Well, the tetla kosh bochu. Therefore, kosh bochu created the world in such a way that if a person that is requested from a man, that if he wants to get close to Hashem, he wants to receive this ultimate goodness, he's gonna have to pay for it. He's gonna have to pay for it by giving up giving things that he wants that are dear to him. He's gonna give those up and give those to a kosh bochu, whatever that means. And then there'll come a day where he'll get the reward of that as a salary, not as a stocker. This Matthias, the way that it's set up, causes for a Kodesh Baruch Hu enormous pleasure and shashur. The word shashur is hard to translate into English. There isn't a word for shashur.
No.
Huh? What?
I was sure. No.
In such a way he's able to bring out his midas, good midas, his tzelem elokim, that which makes him able to be like Hashem, by being similar to Hashem, he brings that out from koyach to poil. And that is the purpose of creation. That's what the world is created for. The world was created for this and nothing else. Nothing else. It was for us to be B'Tzelem Elokim, for us to receive the ultimate goodness which is Hashem, in such a way that we've earned it and not got it for nothing. Kasher duchayim, or pia klalim halalu, when a Jew lives according to these rules, hu mefateach b'kach es tzelem elokim sheboy. He reveals, he opens up the tzelem elokim which is in him. Megadol es hatchuna ha'elokis hatua bo. He increases, he grows this aspect of godliness which is naturally a part of him. He becomes more and more similar to Hashem and his davuk bo. He cleaves to him. The more you align yourself with Hashem, so the more you become part of Hashem. Kiyum ha-mitzvahs bekoven anoy choynoy. Now, there's mitzvahs here. But kaining the mitzvahs in the correct way, Pirushal Asis is a mitzvahs almanaz shiyeh kli aray lekabel is birkas Hashem. What is the correct way to do the mitzvahs? I'm now doing this mitzvah in order to give Hashem the opportunity to give me his brocha. Now the Ratzon of Hashem gets actualized. What's Hashem's Ratzon? To give. Oh, you're enabling, so to speak, Hashem to give. Because if you don't earn it, he won't give it to you.
So mitzvah is mashmi has been giving as well. Because you're giving Hashem an opportunity to bring his bracha.
Correct. Correct. So by doing the mitzvah, when you're doing a mitzvah, you're not, oh, well, I've got to do this mitzvah now. You're becoming a partner in my sabrachis. And are now enabling this midas of Tova of Kodesh Baruch to be revealed in all its power and strength. This is pshat in the Chazal. It says Scha mitzvah mitzvah. The order of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. What does that mean? Hainishu ikah mitzvah hi lo hamitzvah ba'atzmoy. The ikah mitzvah is not the mitzvah itself. By the way, there is an aspect of the mitzvah itself which is also intrinsic, but that's not the ikah. The main part of the mitzvah is the schar of the mitzvah.
That is his main part.
Listen, what does it mean, the schar mitzvah? Listen. Ma shal yoda kaviyachol, via this mitzvah, nisenes efsharut leboyo elam letet lanu schar alaya. Not the schar that I'm getting, not the lollipop you're getting, but that you gave Hashem the opportunity to give to you. Because Hashem just wants to give, and he set up a system where he can't give if you don't let him. Right? So when you let him give, you're giving him the ability to give to you.
Why is that schar?
Because that is schar. What is schar? Hashem wants to give. Hashem wants to give. So why don't you just give? No, because that's not going to be the ultimate good, because there's going to be this aspect of bread of shame in it. You're going to receive stock, and I want to receive stock. I want to earn it. So Hashem says, okay, I'll set up a world in which I'm going to kaviyachol hold myself back. I just want to give, but I can't, because that's an ultimate giving. So I'm going to let you earn it. Every time you earn it, you let me give. It means the schar you're getting is the goodness Hashem wants to give you. So the ikar mitzvah you're doing is enabling Hashem to give you schar. You're not doing this because you want the schar. You're doing this because you want to give Hashem the opportunity to give. We don't serve Hashem to get schar. We serve Hashem so that He can give us the schar.
Is that in the
which is Himself.
That kind of like giving schar to Hashem, because like he wants to take a give, and the, like the schar for us, you know,
he gets pleasure from this. Hashem gets pleasure from this. Whatever that means, Hashem gets pleasure.
The schar was completely unrelated to the actual act itself.
And you just learned something new. For Hashem, it was worth getting out of bed. You're trying to learn something new every day. You just learned something new. According to this pshat, I'm sure the other pshat in Moscham mitzvah mitzvah. According to what he's saying, yeah, izu ikah mitzvah. Gam ikah hanesine shalom l'boyoyla. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Based on the marechet we set up, on the system we've built, this makes perfect sense. V'yoyzem ikach. More than that, yudi oyver Hashem noitel min oylam azeh rak hashihu yodaya shakosh bochu nene min akichuzu. A Jew only takes from this world that which he knows gives pleasure to Hashem when he takes. Yehudi oyved Hashem einu monyan litoil l'shem detila. A Jew that's serving Hashem doesn't take for the sake of taking. Who nekel l'shem detila? He takes from this world in order to give. L'shem grimas tanug v'shashua l'mala. In order to cause tanug, pleasure and shashua in the higher world. Therefore, any taking from this world which doesn't give a Kodesh Baruch Hu nachas and tainug, he doesn't take. But derech zu, ha'adam oyved es Hashem yisparach yisim va'av shot b'yomama. A person serves Hashem 24 hours a day. Gam kushi yoshen, hu naitel min oylem es hano ha'sheina. Even when you're sleeping, he's taking from this world the joy, the pleasure of sleeping, and that's some pleasure. Hashem's getting pleasure. Hashem's getting benefit from my sleep. Why? Because I wake up refreshed, I'm able to serve Hashem better. It means my sleep. You've got to sleep properly, say Krishna Lamita properly, you've got to sleep properly the way you're supposed to. That's avodas Hashem. 7 hours straight, your mom has been over Hashem. All you have to do, no, it's very easy. I'll give you. I'll give you 2 hours straight, whatever it is. You're comatose. You're in a coma and you're serving Hashem. All you have to do is say Kriya Shema Lamita. All you have to do is say Kriya Shema Lamita.
The difference between the pleasure,
because you're now more productive as a result. You're more productive, but there's a pleasure in the sleep, Lord. No harm in taking pleasure. I'm eating in order to serve Hashem. You better enjoy the food.
Not just a vitamin pill, but if you could cut out.
Hashem could have just given us a vitamin pill. You see, he didn't. He gave us food with colors and taste with enormous enjoyment. I don't know.
So then you could say, any ta'ava, someone says, I'm enjoying anything. Someone says, any sapphole taivas, because they're saying, I'm enjoying myself. Thank you, Hashem.
Then how you do it?
No, we just said the opposite. I take something from this world only when it's going to give Hashem pleasure, which means only when I can turn this taking into a giving. I can't go through this world gluttoningly, you know, devouring everything. Wonderful pleasure. No, that's not
it.
No. I'm eating because I need to eat. Now that I'm eating, so Hashem says, no, you might as well enjoy it. But I don't eat to enjoy the food. That's not why I'm eating. I'm not eating for the enjoyment of the food. I'm eating to serve Hashem. Hashem does me an added chesed by enabling me to enjoy the food as well. He could have just given me a vitamin pill. You could have just breathed the air and you've got the nourishment for the day. No, Hashem gives you all this unbelievable... I mean, if you just stop for half a second and you look what you're eating, it can blow your mind.
If I go for a second helping, that can be being an Oved Hashem.
Why not?
If I like the taste, it is good.
No, if you're eating just because you like the taste, that's not being an Oved Hashem.
I'm going to eat this and enjoy it. Wow, you're great for doing that. That's not going to count. It has to be, I need this for my nutrition.
I'm doing this because I need it,
I need it.
Once again, having a chocolate bar because you're going to take that bit of pleasure. Once again, I mean, you have to know, he's talking about deals here. I mean, sometimes I'm going to have a little bit of a chocolate because I'm just going to sit down and just enjoy a piece of chocolate and connect yourself to the pleasure of eating through a chocolate. Yeah, sometimes you can do that as well. It's a balance. You have to know the balances. If you sit eating chocolate all day and you drink this to Hashem and your chocolate, it's a very low level of pleasure. I mean, there are higher ways of connecting to Hashem. There's 5 different levels of pleasure the person can attain. That you have to know how to connect to Hashem using those 5 different levels. The physical level is the most basic, lowest level. But nobody wants to just be. Yeah. The level above that is the love and the emotions we have for each other, the love for family and whatever. There's a level above that. There's a level above that, and then there's just sheer dvekas in Hashem. But you can do that even through the physical world. If you're eating properly, you have to eat anyway. So if you eat properly and you take proper pleasure from what you're eating, you can cleave to Hashem via the eating, of course. But kol darchecha dayayu. In all your ways, know Hashem. You've got to know Hashem in every way.
Still with the sheikh of Rebecca for eating, still with the sheikh of Rebecca on the...
You've got work to do, guys. You have to stop working and you have to stop living. That's all there. They're on the computer. Right. They're all there. All of the computer. Kedusha's Achira got lost somewhere. I don't know where he's at to get it back.
But all
Rebecca, show him they're there. They're there. I don't know why they're not on the website yet. They're going to be on the website. The online boss is telling me that's going to be soon. Can't imagine how the Yates of Horror has worked hard to keep those things off online. I hope it's the Yates of Horror. Yeah. It's not the Yates of Tov. No, it's unbelievable. Cannot imagine what's happened there. Sure. All right. Time check.
Quality.
Ah, good. Where are we? Where are we holding on?
Last paragraph.
Klal Yisrael Dover. No, but Derech Zu, Adam Oyver is Hashem is Baruch Esu Ba'am Ashoit, Yomama. Ah, that's what I wanted to say. Kriya Shema Lamita is, I'm not going to go into it, it's a whole Shia, that's where the Pinkus went around the country giving Shirim after Shirim after Shirim. Kriya Shema Lamita, Rabbi Yisrael, is critically important. You can't imagine how important it is. You cannot imagine how important it is. I can't even begin to explain it to you. Can't explain to you.
The minimum is
already Michael Shema and a Mapil. I know the fighting there's a shal about a Mapil. I don't have to ask your own shal what you do with a Mapil. Without a Mapil, whatever. But Shema Yisrael, at least minimum. I mean,
Harani
Michael and Shema and whatever else. Yeshiva Seisa, also Kedatsa, whatever you can do.
It's some.
You can't imagine how important it is.
I'm no such, but don't say her anymore.
The stipler wouldn't go to sleep until he was Michael. The kids. The Reb Chaim once found the stipler at 4 o'clock in the morning pacing up and down in the house. He said, what's the matter? Why don't you go to sleep? He says, because I can't go to sleep. I can't say Kriya Shema. And I miss it. He said, why not? He said, somebody upset me today and I haven't got to the point where I can be Michael. So I can't say any Michael. So I can't go to sleep. You go to sleep at night. Your neshama's up in Shemaim and you've got grudges against another Jew and whatever. Going to sleep properly is one of the most important things you can do. You can waste 8 hours or however long you get to sleep a night. Complete wasted. Okay, mamash. Immersed in Ruach Satumah, or you couldn't, your Noshama is mamash asleep, you cuddled up with Hashem, so to speak, I think used to use as a Loshem. The difference is enormous, and the consequences of not saying it, God forbid, are not so posh.
If you know for sure like that your wife's probably going to talk to you the moment.
Leave a mapil. A mapil, ask your local Orthodox what to do about a mapil. But Shema, Harani Moichel, and Shema, and if you can say Yeshua the Seis, that little stick to healing before you go to sleep, it makes a radical difference to everything in your life.
Melina was saying something about saying all three paragraphs, even though you can
I'm telling you. I'm telling you what I'm saying. There is a lot of it's a Rashi, brochas, whatever. I'm not saying not. I'm talking about this. It's hard enough just to say Shema. Never mind Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now you want to say all three brochas, whatever. First of all, but start small. You get to saying three brochas, Ashreicho. But it's hard enough just, and it's a frum reason why we don't say it. Because it's too early to go to sleep now, whatever. I'll just read a bit more, yeah? And then you wake up in the morning and you haven't said Shema. The Yetzirah knows. The Yetzirah knows. He can just get you to go to bed without saying Shema. He's got you the whole. You can't imagine how he's got you. Can't imagine. That's why I'm just after the word from the sponsor. Don't underestimate the koyach of Kriya Shema L'Amitah. But there's the Adam. Even if Hashem is Baruch Hashem, Avos Shoyes, but Yomam Agam Kushi Yoshen, who Neitol Min Ha'Olam Es Hano Hashem, and Mitzvot Kavanah Shemigas, who Bayir Ha'Olam Neidan Kach Kach, who Gam Beinin Achilosoi, so too in his eating, Shtisi, Shasisoi, V'Kol Tzochah V'Gashmim, all his physical needs. Well, kach nema b'kol tachecha dayi. Klal shel dover, kagol shel yudi, eidi noitel eidi nois, and the klal is like this. To the extent that a person is giving and not, is not taking and only giving, b'kach mitchazek hadimyon, so too the similarity between him, hatsura l'yotzre, he gets, mitchazek hadimyon bein hatsura l'yotzre, the similarity between the created and the creator becomes more similar. Between him and his creator. We get closer and closer to Hashem and we cleave more and more to him. This is what the world was created for. That the goodness of Hashem should be revealed more and more and more on us. Kol shosa tachas raglav. Kach shinu chacham v'mzech the Shabbos. Amar Rav Hamanuna. Kol hamitpalel be'erev Shabbos vayimer vayichulu. Whoever davens on Leil Shabbos Friday night and says vayichulu, ma'ala levakosuf kilu nasa shutuf lakodesh Baruch Hu ru b'maisa breishis. You want to become a partner in Maisa Breishis? You're looking for a good business out there. Not too many today. You're looking to become a partner in a good business. You say vayichulu on Friday night, and you're just becoming a partner in Maisa Breishis. Kach amru chazal, kol adon din emes lamito, naase shutuf lakodesh bochum maise breishis. Whoever judges, who is a judge and he judges, don din emes, you're a dayan and you judge properly, you become a shutuf of maise breishis. Vane shidibre chazal shiz kiru es a shutufes dafke binyonim eilu. Chazal mentioned a dafke in these things. Mashmosom hi shiyishne yichudiyot bedvari manal. It seems that there's something unique in these two things. Vayichulu and Don Dinemes. Shebehem mitbate yoyis achelik adam b'shutfus b'maisa breishis. That here we see a much greater expression of becoming a shutuf in maisa breishis. Ulamidah b'nemes said that kol asir shol rotzen Hashem adam nas a shutuf b'maisa breishis. But the truth is, avada yad there's something more. Chazal take out these two and say these two are unique for whatever reason. But vayichulu, if you want to know more, Pinkus in Shalos Machos says all. Whole arichas and why dafka vayichulu? What is vayichulu? What you're saying? How you become a partner in my separation? Don't you know it's also so not so long ago as a pshat of why? But be that as it may, in everything we do, there's an aspect of becoming a shutuf in my separation. V'kach malamdeinu Reb Yonis and Avishait b'sifra yaris dvash chelek rishon drush aleph. You want to say that this is just stump? See who's saying these words. V'kama malus tovus loyserotzen aboyra. How many great good characteristics there is for someone who is oyser rotzon aboyra uma mamesh ba meiser nice shutef la kol boch ba meiser breishes and mamash the maseu by his deeds he becomes a partner with the kodesh boch and meiser breishes boyne alamas betavotze umachrivin bereyosay when he does good things he's boyne alamas and when he doesn't he's machrivin he destroys them ki kach chokok boyra ilam shiakol nidon lefi meiser adam. Because that Akorish Baruch Hu Chokok decreed, engraved, whatever, that the whole world, up, down, left, right, more light, less light, whatever, look at the Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Aleph, is Nidon Lefi Maisa Adam. It's all goes, the whole world is conducted by Maisa Adam. Kamayma Meshore Tehillim, Kol Shosa Tachas Raglav. Kol Shosa Tachas Raglav. What does it mean?
Everything,
everything is under, so to speak. You know, it's all in his hands, kind of thing. Interesting expression. Mashmoyis apostle ki isha oylam kulu mushpa letoive masias maisa toive kol maisa tov mashpia letoive. Every good deed that a person does creates a mashpia toive. Okay, next session tomorrow we'll continue with shutfus emes. That's called a true shutfus.
Thank you.